I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is a four-time Pro Bowler. He was the NFL's most valuable player in 1998. He also is with CBS Sports. We welcome Boomer Esiason onto the show. Boomer, appreciate you making time.
Hey, guys, that's actually great news. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me very happy that we get to see the best player in the NFL on the field leading his team in the AFC Championship game. It's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Absolutely. This weekend is about quarterback matchups. You've got the young guns and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, and then you've got the old guard with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. What do you make of this quarterback matchup in the AFC title game?
You know, I think it's awesome. And the growth of both of these quarterbacks, has been right there before our eyes. And, you know, Andy handled Patrick a little bit different than Sean handled Josh in Buffalo. Josh really got started right away when he came out of Wyoming. As we all know, Patrick sat there for a year and watched Alex Smith and learned how to become a pro. But I don't necessarily know that either way is right. I think it all depends on the team, the coach, the player. I can tell you this, that the refinement that Josh Allen has had from this year to last year to his rookie year is significant. I mean, he is now truly a star. He's not on the level of Patrick just yet. He still has to get over Patrick, and he has to get into the Super Bowl and put on the performance that Patrick put on last year in the fourth quarter. But he is rising. He's a rising star. He is a dual-threat quarterback. They use him so much in so many different ways. And I think he carries a much heavier burden into this game than Patrick does. So it's a great matchup on both sides, the NFC and the AFC. But for me, to watch these young kids grow into these stars the way they have, appreciate the game, appreciate the history of the game. They know who they are in this game. They're dedicated to their sport and to their position. It really shows on the field and shows how their teammates appreciate them.
So, Boomer, this week a lot has been made of Patrick Mahomes being in the concussion protocol, and certainly understandable, but he's also dealing with turf toe or a foot injury. I don't know what your history is with turf toe. Have you ever experienced it before, and what effect do you think we could potentially see that play on the AFC Championship game?
So just so you know, for total transparency, I was the first player in the NFL in concussion protocol. That happened back in 1990. I can't even remember. I think it was 96. No, 95, actually, when I was with the Jets and missed four games. So it was a little bit different back then than it is today. I actually think it's a little bit more stringent, which I was praying that Patrick was going to make it, and I was so glad to hear that he was going to make it. So maybe the concussion wasn't as significant as mine was back then. And also, I have played with turf toe and plantar fasciitis, much like a lot of quarterbacks do this time of year. That's the thing that worries me about Patrick going into this game. Is he going to move around and run like he has done in previous games and extend plays? Because that's a big part of his game, and that's where a lot of their big plays come from. He is so poised back there, and the poise is evidenced each and every week. This young man has never had a bad game. So that's one of the things we'll talk about on Sunday, is the effect of the concussion and the turf toe and whether or not it's going to restrict his movement. I don't necessarily know that it will, but I wonder if he'll think twice about running with the football, because if that's the case, then we're not getting the real, true 100% Patrick Mahomes, and hopefully he can just let it fly and feel like he can play without pain.
Boomer, a lot of the young quarterbacks in the AFC that we've talked about the last few years have gotten their crack at Patrick Mahomes, whether it's Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson or last week Baker Mayfield. We know the result of all those games. What are the chances that Josh Allen can go out there and do something different than those other guys and actually come out on top?
You know, it's going to take a mammoth effort. I've talked to a number of people that went into Kansas City against Patrick. My college roommate is the coach for the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich. And he went in with Andrew Luck about 2 years ago and won a regular season game with Andrew, but was unable to go back in there and win a playoff game. They all know what the secret is. The secret is you've got to force Kansas City to either turn the ball over or settle for field goals. if they turn the ball over and settle for field goals, then you can keep the game close until the fourth quarter, and then really comes down to whether or not you can run the ball and not make a mistake and don't throw it away and don't give it to them. And that's how you're going to have to win. And you're going to have to be able to run the ball. And this is something that Buffalo doesn't do. They don't even attempt to run the ball with running backs. They'll run it with Josh, certainly, because he's got the ability to do that. But if I were Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, I'd have to say, look, I at least got to try to run a little bit on this defense and try to hold the ball and play a little defense with the offense. You know, and the other thing, too, to me, it looked a little bit like Kansas City through the year got a little frustrated with the way defenses had been playing them. They weren't blitzing. That's the last thing you want to do to either one of these quarterbacks because they'll kill you. And the numbers tell you that. I think Patrick is 70% completion, 16 or 17 touchdowns, only one interception versus the blitz. And when you see numbers like that, that tells you stay away, back away, and make sure you keep everything in front of you. So I think that's probably been a little bit frustrating for their offense and one of the reasons why their games have been a little bit closer this year than most people would have expected. But last week's first half against the Browns, Patrick was great. He was on his way to a 400-yard passing game, I believe, until he got hurt. And I think as long as he is, you know, 95 to 100% going into this game, he should be able to put up those kinds of numbers against this defense as well.
The first time around, the Chiefs ran the ball really well, but I was kind of looking back, and Josh Allen only threw for a buck 22, and Tyreek Hill only had 20 yards. Yeah, the Chiefs won the game, but it was so long ago. How much better is Buffalo since the first time that these two teams matched up?
Significantly, and Josh Allen now really understands who he is. It is, you know, and I don't care what anybody says. We as quarterbacks know who the other quarterback in the game is, and that is something that Josh can't allow to take away from who he has been this year. You know, and he has learned over the last 6 weeks, he's really, really refined his game. And even last week when he didn't play that well against Baltimore, due a large part to the, I think, the conditions. And, you know, Lamar Jackson looked awful in the windy conditions up there in Buffalo. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, Josh was selected to go play in Buffalo because he has the arm to get through those conditions. But he didn't have his best game, and they still won. And that's when you know that the kid has really arrived, and he didn't really make any key mistakes or any bonehead plays like he did last year against Houston in the playoffs. So this is a much more refined player. He is a terrific player. But I do believe that he has more of a burden on him to create offense because he has one guy, Steph Diggs, who's terrific, and then he has Cole Beasley who makes key plays. So if I were Steve Spagnuolo, the Kansas City defensive coordinator, I know that Diggs is going to make some plays. The guy that I got to stop is I got to stop Cole Beasley. If I can keep him from having 5 to 6 catches and 3 to 4 converted third downs to first downs, then I think that's their best chance to win defensively.
Right now we're talking to four-time Pro Bowler. He also was the NFL MVP back in 1988. Boomer Esiason joining us on the show for a few more minutes. You talk about the burden that's placed on Josh Allen. A big part of it, too, is this team can't run the football. This playoffs, their running backs have 19 carries for 71 yards. In a game like this, how big of a deal is that where Kansas City, they're not a great rushing team by any means, but they can have some balance and run the football. Buffalo can't run the ball.
Yeah, that's the big question. Like I told you, as Frank Reich told me, you got to go in, you got to be able to run the ball. And you can run the ball against Kansas City defense. You know, this is not a great run defense. And I think this defense is good. I think Tyrann Mathieu is a special player. I think Chris Jones is a special player. But they can be run against. You know, this is not like what I would say a top five defense. And one of the reasons why the defense is as good as it is because they know their offense is going to score over 30 points. I mean, Patrick has been averaging, what, 33.5 points per game in the playoffs. He gets better as the playoffs get deeper, and I expect him to have another great AFC championship game like he did last year, like he did against the New England Patriots the year before. There's nothing that tells me that he cannot do this against Buffalo. But I go into this game, if I am Buffalo, saying I have to run the ball. So this is going to be a real good test for Brian Daboll to see whether or not he will actually attempt to run it. Because if he doesn't, then I think they're asking for problems.
Boomer, you know how difficult it is to go to a Super Bowl. We talked a little bit about the young quarterbacks, but let's focus in on Mahomes. I mean, if they win this game, he will have gone to 2 Super Bowls and 1 AFC championship in 3 years of starting, where his start and what he's accomplished so far in his career, Brady's really the only comparison. You know how hard it is to play at this high of a level. What do you make of the start that Mahomes has gotten off to in his career?
Well, I know you guys don't on in the morning drive, I can tell you that. But, you know, for 3 years I've been his biggest fan in the NFL. As a matter of fact, when I got a chance to meet him before the draft, he and his mom came to our studio, and he wasn't pushing anything. Usually before the draft, I don't know if you guys are, have had similar situations like this. A lot of times when the draft was in New York, the rookies would come in, they'd be pushing some product, and, you know, you'd get to talk to them about their experiences and all that other stuff. Well, for the life of me, I don't know why Patrick and his mom came into our studio, because he wasn't pushing anything at that point in time. And when he left our studio, I looked at my partner and I said, that's the guy that I want as my quarterback. I'm just telling you, you can feel, you can ooze, and you can feel the confidence oozing from him, I should say. And he knew that he was ready for this. His numbers are ridiculous. You know, each week, you know, on the NFL Today, I get to regurgitate some of those numbers because they know that I'm one of his biggest fans. It's amazing what the young man has done. This is what I hope for him, because the money is so big, and he has already achieved so much, that he stays grounded, that he stays dedicated, and that he truly wants to become the greatest quarterback of all time. And in order to do that, he's going to have to overcome the 22-year career of who I think is the greatest of all time right now, and that's Tom Brady. And Brady is still playing at a very high level. So he's off to an unbelievable start. It's an envious start. He's got the perfect coach. They got the perfect system around him. They keep adding players that are faster than the last players that they've had. And I could see this thing running for the next 10 years as long as he stays dedicated and grounded.
Boomer, just so you know, I listen to your morning show as often as possible, because I don't know if you've heard ours here at 610, but it kind of sucks. So no. I listen to you quite as frequently as I possibly can.
Okay. Well, that's between you guys. Not between, I have nothing to do with any of that. But I can tell you this, that kid I have so much confidence in, that you know, my partners that I work with in the morning there gave me a photo of Patrick and me, and it's in a heart-shaped frame. So all I could tell you is that, like I said, I've been his biggest fan, and he's done nothing but held up everything I've ever thought that he could be in the league. And I just hope, like I said, for the next 10 years, he stays grounded, dedicated, and he wants to leave a legacy on this game, much like Tom Brady has wanted to leave a legacy and has left a legacy already.
Last question here, and it's a perfect way to end it. You bring up Tom Brady, and a lot of people consider him to be the greatest quarterback of all time. Who do you have in the NFC Championship game between the Bucs and the Packers?
You know, I like the Packers this year, and the reason I say that is because last year, if you remember, against San Francisco, they just got pushed around all over the place, and they just got beat up, and you could tell that they just weren't physical enough. So they went out in the offseason, and they decided, you know what, we're gonna become a more run-oriented team, and we'll do the play action, and we'll use the great Aaron Rodgers' arm and accuracy and ability to make plays. And what I saw last week against the number one defense in the Rams is they slammed it up in there, and they ran the ball down their throats. And they have three hammering running backs that take a lot of that pressure off of Aaron. And when they are successful running the ball the way they are, that play-action passing and the athleticism of Aaron Rodgers then now becomes even that much more significant to deal with. So, to me, I see the Packers and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. No matter what the configuration for the Super Bowl is for us on CBS, Super Bowl 55, we'll be happy with it. But, you know, if I had my choice right now, I'd want to see Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes.
That is the four-time Pro Bowler. He also was the NFL Most Valuable Player in 1998. You can catch him every morning on WFAN and catch his work with CBS Sports. Boomer Esiason joining us on the show today. Boomer, I know you're busy. We appreciate you making time. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.